And gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Today is Tuesday, May 9th, 2017. It is a very historic day, in case you haven't caught the news, folks. President Donald J. Trump has fired FBI Director James Comey. And I don't know how many people might recall this. We had information. We talked about this maybe a month ago. We expected this to happen 2 weeks ago. Remember me saying that there was something that was going to happen within 10 days or 2 weeks? This is what I was referring to. However, what changed was the recusal of Jeff Sessions due to the Russian recusing himself from the because of the Russian alleged Russian probe. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, is the letter from President Donald J. Trump to FBI Director James Comey. Here it is right here, and it reads as follows. Dear Director Comey, I have received the attached letters, which these are the attached letters. I'm going to refer to them here momentarily. I have received the attached letters from the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General of the United States recommending your dismissal as a director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I have accepted their recommendation, and you are hereby terminated and removed from office effective immediately. Now, folks, there's actually three more paragraphs, the last paragraph being a simple sentence, but here's the key paragraph of this letter. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau. It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust and confidence in its vital law enforcement mission. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. That is dated today, May 9th, 2017, signed by President Donald J. Trump to FBI Director, former FBI Director James Comey. The important thing to understand about this, folks, this cannot be understated. And let me tell you something, okay? You are seeing right now the beginning. This is huge. Do not underestimate the impact that this is going to have, that this is having right now. All right? You talk about from 0 to 120 miles an hour, phones blowing up everywhere. I mean, outside of Washington, people are scrambling. I can liken it to this. If somebody that's ill, for example, a family member, you see a family member ill, you know that they're on life support or you know that they're going to pass away soon. And it's you're waiting for that. It's hurry up and wait for their death, and bam, they die, and the phones blow up. This is much. It's very similar to this situation in terms of its impact, in terms of the way it's handled. Now, the two supporting letters, and this is a very important to understand. One from Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, to Donald Trump, and the other, and this is key, I suppose. This is more important this is the most important letter from the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to the President, and also to his boss Jeff Sessions. So we have the letter from Donald Trump to Comey, and then the two supporting letters, one from Jeff Sessions, the other from Rod Rosenstein. Now, Rosenstein was just confirmed as Deputy Attorney General. That had to be done before firing of James Comey, only because Jeff Sessions had recused himself from the active investigation of Russia. That's the timeline. That's the reason why it happened now and not 2 months ago or whenever Jeff Sessions had recused himself. This would have happened at that time had Attorney General Jeff Sessions not recused himself. Now, and I'm going to turn it over to Joe here momentarily, bring Joe in on this, but I really want to drive this point home, folks. We are witnessing historic times. You're going to see immediate calls for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Of course, Joe, as Joe said, well, that's been happening, since his inauguration. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to take on a life of its own. We have other things to be concerned about as well. Is Andrew McCabe, number two man at the FBI, going to serve as deputy director as acting director? That certainly cannot happen. At least in my view, it cannot happen. McCabe, of course, you understand he's the, he's got ties to, or his wife, Jill McCabe, ties to, Terry McAuliffe and the money and all of that. So, and also, McCabe is a big figure with respect to the non-existent, Pedogate, Pizzagate scandal. This all is tied together. But folks, look, if there's any other time in history, start paying a very, very close attention to what's taking place in Washington right now, because we are on the verge, I believe, or in the midst of a political coup, not by Donald Trump, but Donald Trump is actually reacting to or responding to, more appropriately, some political shenanigans taking place within the Department of Justice, within the FBI. I've gotten notifications from a couple of sources already. I mean, moments before airtime, how big this is in the scuttlebutt in the Hoover building. It is absolutely off the charts. And there are warring factions within the FBI. And the many within the rank and file are very the majority are very supportive of Donald Trump, of this decision. Understand, this is huge, this is big, this right now is the opening salvo, at least in the for public consumption. Also understand, those people who are calling for James Comey's resignations on the progressive left, their heads are going to be exploding, despite the fact that they felt that James Comey should have been fired. This is, again, one of the most dangerous, I believe, one of the most significantly dangerous times in American political history. Watch the political pundits as well, from Charles Krauthammer to George Will to Brian Williams to all of the, and Rachel Maddow, all of the usual suspects, so to speak. Watch them coalesce along with the progressive left and the neocons, in quotation marks, the people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain. Watch for the calls for the immediate impeachment of Donald Trump. This is one of those key moments in history that will affect the future of the political landscape in Washington, D.C. Now, with that said, Joe, I'm gonna bring you on, and I know that this is a huge news day. This alone, to me, in my view, and folks, if I am incorrect, or if you feel I'm overstating this, but in my view, Joe, this is the equivalent of North Korea making a move militarily geopolitically. This is had that big.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I disagree to an extent. I agree that the political pundits on both the left and the right are going to use this as they use, every time Donald Trump tweets as an excuse to call for his impeachment. And as you said, a lot of the Democrats and the people already believed and stated that they believed that Comey should be removed as the head of the FBI. As many of you know, according to Hillary Clinton and many of her followers, it's Comey's fault that she lost the election due to the reopening of the investigation, email investigation. You're also going to hear that this was an abuse of power by Donald Trump, that this is, he's covering up his investigation. into, you know, the, whatever the FBI was investigating, you know, make believe fairy.
If I can interject one more thing, the way this was done, and I want to bring this to the forefront, rather than saying tender your resignation, FBI Director Comey, rather than Donald Trump saying you must tender your resignation based on the recommendations of Jeff Sessions and the Deputy Attorney General, this is as close to a man being perp walked from his from his position. Now, I had done as an investigator, I've done the financial or assisted in financial audits from the private sector. I have seen people go into their office only to find their drawers taped shut and security escorting them out of the building. This is much like that. This is as close to perp walking somebody out of a building than you can get. I don't want to, again, I don't want to hype this, but that's kind of the, that's the way it is.
I mean, is Comey, you know, aside from, we put a report up on HagmanReport.com today. The FBI is scrambling to correct some of James Comey's testimony on Hillary Clinton's emails. And it goes into the Huma Abedin Anthony Weiner classified information, how Huma Abedin forwarded classified emails, made it a regular practice to forward hundreds of thousands of Clinton messages to her husband, Anthony Weiner, some of which contained classified information. Comey testified that Huma had done this so that the disgraced former congressman should print them out for her boss. And Weiner's laptop was seized when he came under the investigation for sex crimes following a report about a relationship with a teenager. Now,
that does play a role, but
I don't believe the, you know, back to just the initial talk about Comey being fired and this being some kind of political firestorm. I do agree that it will cause a lot of, you know, calls for impeachment and whatever, but that's all, in my opinion. They've been doing it since, you know, before he was president.
Okay, they have,
and
but
I don't,
but
I don't see a, any merit to what they're...
Look, you can say that all day long, Joe.
And
they've got no grounds. Right, but here, to the, it's the public perception. You see, it is the, perception becomes reality. You can hear people saying he needs to be, Donald Trump needs to be impeached. Now the public perception will be changed, and this
is there under the misconception that, you know, somehow this is going to cover up his, you know, this is going to stop investigations. This is going to give Trump the power over the investigations that were ongoing. But even the Huffington Post, and I'm going to make sure I print this article out. They even are on the milder side. You know, we're looking for that overreaction from the left, the excuses to make a case against Donald Trump for, you know, whatever their believed crimes are. But even in the Huffington Post article, they make it a point to say that this is not going to stop any investigations of the Russia involvement into the election and the Democratic
investigations.
The Huffington Post's original reaction.
But you have to distinguish between investigations. You've got congressional investigations, investigations by the House, mm-hmm. by the Senate, and then you've got the Department of Justice investigations, and then you've got the FBI investigations. You've got multiple investigations concurrent.
Mm-hmm. And those aren't going to stop.
No, they're not going to stop. But again, based on what? Again, this is all about massaging and managing public perception. Because people would say, you know, for example, well, impeachment based on what? It doesn't matter based on what.
Well, it does matter.
Again, this is managing public perception.
Well, I understand that. I just don't, in my personal opinion, it's not a big deal to me. This is just, you know,
okay.
Well, just because we've seen, it would be different if it wasn't for Comey's, the left and the right seem to have a hatred or a dislike of Comey and have stated as much, you know, many times. Will they use this like everything else Trump has done, from the executive orders, on, you know, immigration to even that Religious Freedom Act? Will they use this as an excuse to try to show misconduct by the president? Absolutely they will. Will it go anywhere? Not in my opinion.
This will change minds, Joe. This will change the minds of those people who have heretofore been on the fence or saying, give Donald Trump some room. Because don't forget, there's a misconception out there that the FBI director has an ironclad 10-year tenure. tenure, get that. Tenure reign of the FBI.
But he, like every other,
That's perception.
He serves at the,
pleasure of the president.
As the president.
Right.
And one thing that, you know, we saw from these letters, that you have, and folks, you can find these letters, they're posted
gonna,
in a number of different places, but.
We're gonna post them on HagmanReport.com. We are gonna do that today.
It's not just Trump making a knee-jerk reaction to something and, you know, dismissing James Comey. He had recommendations from the head of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Who is the second recommendation from? Rosenberg?
No, it's Rod Rosenstein. He's the Deputy Attorney General, just recently recently confirmed. And again, this is not a story that you can just gloss over
and
a few sound bites. You got to understand the succession, the fact that okay, you had Sessions confirmed as AG. Then the Deputy Attorney General had to be confirmed, since Sessions was removed himself.
Now, one thing you said that has caught my attention that I'd like to hear more about is the number two at the FBI.
That's right, Andrew McCabe.
You seem to think that if he is,
he cannot be allowed to be acting director.
What do you mean? I'm not.
Okay, McCabe is heavily involved.
Familiar.
Okay, Andrew McCabe's wife is Jill McCabe. She received money from Terry McAuliffe for
the Virginia.
Yes. There's a lot of influence purchased. By Andrew McCabe is in my personal and professional opinion he's politically compromised because of his wife's monetary financial ties in the gifts the financial support given to his wife. McCabe also plays a big role in this, in Pizzagate, if that's what you want to call, and I don't want to minimize Pedogate into Pizzagate, but that's McCabe is big, plays a big role into that. Now, you go back to as well. Some people will say Comey should have been fired a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
However, President Donald Trump couldn't do it until he had both Sessions, and please understand this. He could not do this until he had Sessions as well as his deputy attorney general on board, confirmed and in office, sitting in the office. Now, and I go back to McCabe. He cannot, should not be named as the active FBI director, given his connection to the progressive left, the $700,000 given to Jill McCabe to run against Dick Black for the Virginia Senate seat. This all is huge political blackmail
now,
and compromise.
Do we know the procedure or protocol when a director is removed or resigns? Authority automatically go to the number two as interim until a new director is
unless otherwise stated.
Okay.
Now that this is going to happen, and I understand Sean Spicer, there's a off the record no camera press gaggle taking place or soon to take place. We're trying to get information right from that gaggle, although not a lot of information is expected there. Watch the next 24 hours. Because the next 24 hours are going to be extremely important. This again, and I, you know, before airtime, you said, "Nah, this is not a really big deal." This is, in my view, this is a huge deal.
Well, they're going to make it to be a big deal. It's not the big deal that people are going to make it to be. And one of the best, the interesting things, the sentences I saw in the letter. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you were not able to effectively lead the Bureau. And we have seen, you know, back when Comey announced that Hillary Clinton's email investigation, there was no intent there. So therefore there are no charges. I think that at that moment, he should have been fired.
Well, again.
And he would have been, I mean, whoever would have fired him would have been well within their rights to do so. But we've seen the adding up. You know, Comey will testify one thing. Oh, you know, when Loretta Lynch met Clinton on the air, on the tarmac, you know, that did it for me. That put it over the top.
And nobody's that plays a role.
Nobody's
in
trouble.
Well.
No charges. No more investigations into that. You know, everybody wanted to jump on Comey's back saying it was his fault that Hillary lost the election because he reopened the investigation.
Very same people, Joe, are going to be saying this is horrible that Comey was fired.
And that's they're looking for their political moment. But it's like the boy who cried wolf, like Maxine Waters. Every day she goes on TV and calls for Trump's impeachment and has done so since he was inaugurated, for every little infraction, for his hair blowing the wrong way in the wind.
Okay, yes.
When, to the point where if something, if Trump did something that would warrant even investigation or look at an impeachment, it's going to fall on deaf ears to many, because, you know, these jackals these jackal talking heads in the press and in the world of politics, you know, half the time they say things just to make a headline. The other half of the time they do it to score political points with their constituents. And that's all this is going to be looked at as, just like as the left is going to, the same people who are complaining about Comey and that he needed to go are going to use this as an opportunity to jump on Trump. It's going to be the same the other way around. And I think it's going to fall on deaf ears for many. And when there's no actionable evidence, there's not going to be any way. I mean, they could even bring up impeachment hearings. It's never going to happen over something like this, just in my opinion.
Okay. Under normal circumstances, in a normal environment, and on any other given normal day, we're not talking normal here. I truly believe, Joe, you are thinking that everything is, you're thinking right, too rational. You have to understand that these people are not rational. They are rabid political progressive communists. And this ties in a very tangential but yet applicable way to AB 22, I believe it is, out of California, saying, hey, let's let the communists it's okay if you're a communist, you can work for the government. So you got to understand. Go ahead.
If not now, when would have been the ideal time for Trump to be able to do this? After investigations were concluded?
He should have done this. Ideally, he should have done this within... I'm the wrong guy to ask because I'm certainly not a political advisor to anybody, but if I was running the show, I would have done it within 72 hours of my inauguration. Okay?
Right.
That's me, but...
And that's what probably... I agree that that's exactly when it should have happened, you know, right away. But I think
Donald Trump was being pressured by and receiving information from the wrong people. I think about a month ago when I said, look, watch the next 10 days inside Washington, something's going to happen. And then there was a recusal by Jeff Sessions, which I believe, put this firing on hold. And if you look at what happened here, this is not simply tender your resignation, for example, being asked to tender your resignation. This is done with the intent of actually almost dragging this man or escorting Comey. And imagine this, almost escorting Comey out of the J. Edgar Hoover building by security. That's what this amounts to. This is not a friendly, God bless you kind of thing. The left is going to say this is malicious. This is with malice.
And then they could say whatever they want because they're delusional, you know, as it is. And again, a lot of what they say is to score points and to keep that perception of resistance up. But, you know, why don't we talk about the merits of this? And then with that logic, Trump couldn't do anything he would be paralyzed in his position as president. Because of fear of irrational backlash?
I understand what you're saying, but again, you're thinking under normal circumstances and situations. You already have this push toward let's impeach Trump because he's mentally unstable, mentally unfit to hold office. Look at his tweets. That's the mindset. Now this will be added to that list, and this adds to the public perception that Donald Trump is not only unstable, but he is trying to hide and torpedo the investigation.
Right. I understand that point. It's ludicrous because the investigation will continue, regardless. But, the flip-flopping and what Comey has done since not charging Hillary Clinton because of lack of intent, if we looked at Comey and his, just in the last 6 to 8 months since, you know, the email investigation and he's been kind of in the middle of this political firestorm, he has done a lot to help his own cause of getting fired. Again, just as an article we posted on Hagman Report today, James Comey's testimony, FBI is scrambling to correct James Comey's testimony on Clinton emails because of what he admitted about how, you know, they decided not to charge Huma Abedin for mishandling and
right.
I mean, he has...
This is all about optics, though. It doesn't matter.
See, I know it's all about optics, but...
Truth has no bearing on
it still
on
does, and we have to live as it does, because... And I understand, I'm you know, always the first one to call out the insanity and the talk of the failed perception and misguided perception of the left, and if anything, they're, you know, these people who said that, you know, it was Comey's fault that Hillary lost the election and he should be fired, you know, the New York Times and all these different newspapers asking that question will serve, in my opinion, as, you know, some evidence or however you want to look at it. It's there that they can't go out. They can't say Trump is not mentally, he's mentally unfit because he's taking actions like this. And again, going back to what I said earlier, you can't have a president who's paralyzed and is afraid to make his decisions based on what the misconceptions and of the public might be and the backlash because of those misconceptions. And yeah, that might be the rational thought, but if we start, you know, going out on the deep end, I guess the message here is, yes, this was a good move. This was the right move, in my opinion. Are we going to see a lot of, you know, angry liberals and Democrats? Yes. Will it go anywhere? I don't believe so.
Okay, and I, to the contrary, I believe that you're seeing right now, this is day one of a massive internal war inside Washington, D.C. Hagman Report on this, the 9th day of May 2017, a big news day. We're going to be right back. Stay right where you're at, folks. Give us 3 minutes, and we will give you more of the world.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Perata's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden.
exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Today is May 9th, 2017. Mark this day in your calendar. You know, our email is exploding, our Twitter feed is exploding. Look, we understand that this war has been going on since the day of since Election Day, since the moment Trump was announced as the winner of the presidency. I understand that. It is about optics. See, it is not what we believe, okay? It's what they believe. It's not about what the general population, it's the framing of the narrative, which is a phrase I detest, but this is what it's about. It's about how the progressive communist left will frame the narrative. Look, this is evidence. This is evidence that Donald Trump is trying to cover up his ties to Russia. It's Russia, Russia, Russia every single day by the communist progressives. But that's not what this is about. This is about something much deeper and much more insidious. And this could be the flashpoint that do not for a moment underestimate how serious this is. And also, again, it doesn't matter. Rational thought goes out the window at this point. This is like Berkeley inside the Hoover building, okay?
When you say that, the framing of the narrative,
yes.
Immediately, the first, I know this isn't a great comparison, but, you know, the Antifa people try to frame the narrative by saying Trump's a racist and a bigot and, you know, a fascist and a dictator. But just because they run with that narrative that the, you know, progressive left in the news, you know, played into and put out there, doesn't mean it's true, nor does it mean it's right. Now,
right. However, it you're exactly correct. But the emotions, think about the emotions.
And there it is.
Okay, it's
no facts, emotions only, and that is a huge problem.
Yeah.
These reactionary. And that's why I say, you know, it might seem like a bigger deal now, but give it 48 hours.
It's going to be a huge deal, a bigger deal in 48. Look, I'm going to tell you this right now. And I invite anyone to say, you know what, Doug, you are really, really wrong. And I really hope I am wrong. And please call me out on this if I am. But I'm going to tell you right now, in 48 hours, this is going to be a bigger deal in 48 hours than it is right now.
Now, this is where the really interesting question comes. If it does, you know, well, I guess there's two parts here. If the left tries to make this out as they already are, more than trying to make this out as more something that it's not, will we see a change in the narrative with, you know, some other, you know, more North Korea hype? We saw it with the Susan Rice story, and I don't think the media narrative changes to help Trump or his agenda. So that's my one thing there. I don't know that we'll see that changing narrative put out by the mainstream media if this does pick up steam to help shield Trump from it. But, you know, again, as you said, that these people's misconceptions, they're automatically going to, even though James Clapper testified yesterday, there was no connection between Russia's campaign or Trump's campaign and Russia. And we've seen it time and time again. We've been hearing about the investigations. There's been no evidence of anything presented. You know, the only issue with the whole Trump administration was Flynn, who was somebody that was given the security clearance by the Obama administration. There's a lot more there, I think, that
very much
we really need to get into, because I believe that it's possible that Flynn could have been doing this as a plant. Now, I don't know if this has been explored or talked about. I'm sure it has had to be by now. But how much of this, you know, could have been when we look at the Obama and Hillary, I am the resistance, Obama, the political action, you know, committees being started to fight the Trump administration at every turn. If there wasn't somebody like a Flynn who was maybe even told to do things or was doing things on his own that he didn't know the people around him were aware of,
he'd have to be a fool, and I don't believe okay. he was a
well,
fool.
Well, no, I know, I'm just throwing it out there, though. But the, I think the, of all the Russia claims, I mean, what evidence have they come up with? That he sold a house to somebody in Russia in 2011? I know.
Evidence doesn't matter.
Well, it does.
And, but
it does.
Again, the optics of it, is what people are going with. It's like,
but that doesn't, I mean, you're right, and that has been framing the narrative, but I guess this is me saying, if the media doesn't pick up on the insane left's, you know, paranoid reactions and emotional reactions, how far can this even go?
Oh, the media is.
But again, they don't shield Trump or play the level head. So.
You are going to see now the active neocons, the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains, and not them necessarily specifically, but people like them, go after turn on President Trump, because again the optics are such that okay, now's our time to make the move. We can go after Donald Trump. We can actually further advance the articles of impeachment, which is based on air, essentially no evidence. But again, it's the emotion, it's the optics, and it's the exploitation of those optics. Because I don't have a crystal ball, but I would imagine Rachel Maddow is going to be frothing, even though she formally expressed disdain at Comey. She's going to be frothing, saying, see, he's trying to cover up the Russian, he's trying to torpedo the Russian investigation. This is proof of it. Being rational, it has no place here. It is exploiting the optics and exploiting the emotionalism out here. And trust me when I tell you, there are a lot of people clapping inside the Hoover building, and there are a lot of people outside saying this is a political move, and this is an attempt to cover up the Russian investigation. But there's another element here, and the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had mentioned this in the letter. And folks, again, we're going to be posting the letters, all of the documentation gone back and forth between the AG and President Trump. But here's something that's extremely important that I think people really need to focus in on. And I'm quoting from Rod Rosenstein. The Deputy Attorney General recently confirmed, here it is, the memorandum for the Attorney General, which served as the basis for the termination of James Comey. He writes the following. The director was wrong to usurp, meaning Comey, was wrong to usurp the Attorney General's authority on July 5, 2016, and announce his conclusion that the case should be closed without prosecution. This is in reference to, let me back up. Because a lot of people are not on the same page. Let me start out at the top of the letter. The FBI has long been regarded as our nation's premier federal investigative agency. Over the past year, however, the FBI's reputation and credibility have suffered substantial damage, and it has affected the entire Department of Justice. Believe me, I can tell you that's true. My sources within the FBI have said this is absolutely true. That is deeply troubling to many department employees, I can guarantee, and veterans, legislators, and citizens. Well, you can count me, Joe, I don't know, as one of them, but certainly me. He writes, the current FBI director is an articulate and persuasive speaker about leadership and the immutable principles of the Department of Justice. He deserves our appreciation for his public service. In other words, here's what you do. You kind of pat somebody on the head and slap them and then pat somebody on the head again. That's kind of a human resources technique. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I digress. He deserves our appreciation for his public service. As you and I have discussed, however, meaning Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein, as you and I have discussed, however, I cannot defend the director's handling of the conclusion of the investigation of Secretary Clinton's emails. Key here, and I do not understand his refusal to accept the nearly universal judgment that he was mistaken. Now we're going back. Well, I'll just continue reading. Almost everyone agrees that the director made serious mistakes. It is one of the few issues that unites people of diverse perspectives. I disagree. It unites people of diverse perspectives within the conservative, the fractured conservative sector.
Yeah.
Right?
What he's saying is that the viewpoint is the only thing that unites people. Meaning the Democrats feel that Comey, you know, made mistakes for completely different reasons than what the Republican, you know, for the, and the Republicans and the conservatives, they believe Comey made the mistake of not charging Hillary Clinton. And the Democrats, they believe Comey made the mistake of even questioning or looking at Hillary Clinton's emails in the first place and then reopening the investigation. So there was no unity. There never would have been any
right, okay,
unity.
Okay, I'll go with you on that. Now, he continues, the director was wrong, meaning Comey, it was wrong to usurp the Attorney General's authority on July 5, 2016 and announce his conclusion that the case should be closed without prosecution. This is newly confirmed or recently confirmed Rod J. Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, to Jeff Sessions. It's him saying that. It is not the function of the director to make such an announcement. This is true. The FBI, the director only, his only job is to investigate. It is not to file, it is not to prosecute. He provides, the department provides, or the agency provides the information to the Department of Justice. This is how it works. You conduct the investigation. They provide the information to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice then does the prosecution. The FBI does not prosecute anybody. They investigate, not mm-hmm. prosecute.
The DOJ carries prosecution.
Right. This is why that Lynch like Tarmac thing was important.
Yeah, any local city, municipality, you have the police, just like Law and Order says at the beginning, the police investigate the crimes, the district attorney who prosecute their offenses.
Well, same yeah, idea. Exactly. And he continues, at most, the director should have said the FBI had completed its investigation and presented its findings to federal prosecutors. Comey was absolutely wrong, according to Rod Rosenstein, and everyone's in agreement that to say, well, we're not going to, you know, there's not enough to prosecute. It's not his decision to make.
Right. And, you know, when we talk about the authority, I want to make sure I get this in before I forget. The, you know, many people are saying Trump overstepped his authority, that it was, quote, this is an abuse of power. Trump is the president, and he is, there's three branches of government, the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. The FBI, the DOJ, all these agencies fall under the executive branch. Not only is it not under his authority, it's part of his job to manage these agencies.
Okay.
Especially with the recommendations
well,
to the DOJ.
There's three distinct branches of government, but...
Right. But what I'm saying
the
is...
The Department of Justice does fall under the executive branch, yes.
Forget the who is the head of the FBI and who is the president. And we'll just say that the head of the FBI was, you know, Hillary Clinton and the president was Obama. And Hillary Clinton got caught stealing in a grocery store. It would be Obama's authority, under his authority, to fire her. Just remove the people, the personalities, and the people. Trump's not overstepping his authority.
But there's a difference between determination and prosecution, criminal prosecution.
No, I'm talking about people are saying it's an abuse of power and he's overstepping his authority. He's not allowed to fire the director of the FBI. He absolutely is allowed to fire the director of the FBI.
Right, but again, people are conflating off, and I'm not saying you are, but there's a confusion and even they're conflating prosecution with termination or termination with prosecution. Termination could precede prosecution. Think back to the Nixonian era, and we can learn from history. Folks, this would be a good time for everyone to understand what happened during the days of Watergate, that Saturday Night Massacre. And boy, let me go on record, I'm not saying that this is of that level. But you're gonna see the progressive left, their heads exploding and saying this is much like Nixon firing yep. the Attorney General during the Watergate hearings.
And it's already starting. Representative Elijah Cummings calling for an emergency hearing over Comey firing.
There we go. And
so
the next step. And again, it doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter to these people. It's all about managing the perception to the American public. And there it is.
It's funny how that works, you know, on, you know, it works the opposite, the other way around, you know, when it's mind boggling, but we've come a long way in a very far fallen. If you, and I understand the way you're framing this, but for you to say evidence doesn't matter, it's about the framing the narrative and for the public and how, what the public perceives.
If evidence mattered, then we'd be having perp walks of Clinton, in my personal view, of Clinton, Bill and Hillary, of Anthony right. Weiner, of Huma Abedin, of Cheryl Mills, of Susan Rice, and all of these Nimrods. We'd be watching the perp walk if evidence mattered. Evidence apparently in at that level doesn't matter a whit.
Right, but that doesn't mean we should play into their delusion.
No, of course
not. No, I know.
We're just laying out why things are, in my view anyway, why things are happening and not happening. Yeah, that's all. Look, evidence does matter. But when I say evidence doesn't matter, what I'm saying is the optics is what is governing this show. It's what's leading this.
And that's
the optics.
Exactly.
I get it. But the Joe Scarboroughs and Mika Brzezinski's are going to be out there tomorrow saying, oh, he can't do this.
Right.
This is Nixon. This is.
And if it wasn't this, it would be some other reason.
Yes, but this is the force multiplier in the call for impeachment. Right, wrong? No, it's to me, it's incorrect, obviously. But understand how big this is. And yeah, I'm like busting the blood vessel here. You've got to understand the progressive left. This is huge.
Oh yeah, this is, I mean, they're talking about an opportunity to, you know, try to push through their political agenda. You know, it's not going to get much better than this. Yeah. And we're going to see the calls for investigations, the calls for impeachment, maybe even see protests in the streets.
Oh, I guarantee.
But all of it means nothing in the world of reality. And in the world of reality where we live, we still kind of are. Kind of.
Well, okay. At least tune in to MSNBC and pick out a sliver of reality from their world.
That's where we get into this thing. How has MSNBC even been in reality?
But they still have viewers. Rachel Maddow, one of the top rated shows, and she delivered a big nothing burger about
taxes.
And she okay, this mad cow, lesbian on MSNBC. Are you kidding me? And I mean, you talk about Al Capone's vault. And she's dragging in ratings. So tell me reality. Tell me truth matters. This is all about the optics. This is all about framing the narrative. And I hate those sentence statements with a passion. But at least you have to talk on the same level at times as these idiots do. So, but here's the other thing. Now let's talk about McCabe, because this is extremely important. McCabe is vulnerable, and McCabe should be the next to go. McCabe should be shaking and quaking in his books because Andrew McCabe came under scrutiny last year when his wife's campaign, the contributions from a Hillary Clinton ally, she didn't list the 2015 donations or his wife's salary in his financial disclosure forms. Andrew McCabe serving as a deputy director of the FBI. His wife was running for a Virginia State Senate. Okay, so what happened was McCabe failed to disclose the financial records of his wife that were directly connected to Clinton, the Hillary Clinton ally, in 2015. The records, by the way, obtained through a FOIA request showed FBI Director Andrew McCabe left the box blank for wife Dr. Jill McCabe's salary as a doctor with the Commonwealth Emergency Physicians, and there is no documentation of the hundreds of thousands of campaign funds dollars that she received in her unsuccessful 2015 Virginia State Senate race. That, you combine that, the financial omissions, or lying, in my view, by omission, with his lack of prosecution, or shall we say the mismanagement of the prosecution of the Abedin emails, and that leads to Pizzagate, which according to the progressive communist mentally fractured left is just a conspiracy theory, is important to understand.
And if they go after Trump for this, which they are in the public, you know, in the media and for public perception, they're also going to have to go after Jeff Sessions. They're going to have to go after everybody who's in and outside of the bureau, in and outside of, or inside of politics who has recommended and called for, you know, the firing of Comey. And I think Trump, you know, this wasn't a reaction. I think this is something that he's probably wanted to do since he's gotten to office. But Comey continued to bury himself with his own testimony, to bury himself with his own excuses and words that, you know, just the craziness of the Hillary Clinton stuff. I still, you know, how she walked away with no charges, obviously, you know, she had protection from the law enforcement and federal law enforcement community.
But here's the connect though, Joe. It's Andrew McCabe, because FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was heading the Hillary Clinton private server email investigation. Okay, that's who. You want to know who was responsible for that specific investigation? What it was, Andrew McCabe, number two guy set to go into that office, and as a brand new political candidate, McCabe's wife received somewhere around $675,000 in political donations from a Democratic PAC, which was run by Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe is a lifelong close associate of Bill and Hillary Clinton, one-time chairman of the DNC National Committee. The connection is so troubling that members of the Congressional Oversight Committee asked McCabe to supply documents detailing his wife's financial dealings with her campaign, and the Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chavez said, "It seems like an obscene amount of money for losing a race. There are outstanding questions regarding a possible conflict of interest in this case." So think about that. It's deeper than the surface deep that the mad cows and the Scarboroughs and the Mikas and the other mental midgets, the hobbits, intellectual hobbits out there want you to believe. This is huge.
And what I'm going to be looking for now that Comey's gone from the FBI, which we might not see, is because I doubt Comey will speak out of turn, but people might feel emboldened to start talking about things that Comey did, or the decisions he made, or why he made the decisions he did. But will we see any, leaks from the FBI? Will we see certain types of information come out, whether it's personal opinion or otherwise, as to why some of the things that has happened in the last 6 months have happened the way that they did?
I think, you know what, that's a good point, Joe, and I do believe that we're going to see that not directly, but as a, shall we say, a consequence, maybe even an unintended consequence.
Right, right. But, I mean, either pro or against Trump or whatever.
Right.
Doesn't matter, but will we start to see people speaking out, giving their opinions, you know, reaching out to journalists saying, here, this is my, you know, from what I observed inside the FBI during the Clinton investigation. And again, you know, the big talking line on the left is going to be, impeachment, as my dad said, abuse of power, covering up for the Russia investigation, which even Comey himself came out and said that there is nothing there. And it's a shame that we have to continue to bring it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing I can say is this, okay, we've been really, as soon as we got word of this, the dialogue, the communications between the source within the FBI, within the that we've got, just saying buckle up, because it's going to get really, really wild. And folks, I hope I am incorrect on this, but I believe the next several days are going to really be a game changer, and it could go a number of different ways. And I don't know how it's going to go, but I guarantee you the lines of battle are being drawn right now and have been drawn.
And I agree with you that they're going to push as hard as they can to turn this into, you know, the biggest crime since
Nixon,
if that's even equivalent. Hitler, yeah. You know, Trump is Hitler, everything he does is against the American or American public values. In their words, they're gonna spin this. They're gonna use this to try to paint Trump as, you know, the biggest dictator in the world, and, you know, the biggest covering up for crimes. Basically, everything Hillary Clinton was guilty of, everything many politicians are guilty of. But what kind of traction will it have? You know, with these, the impeachment claims, with the special prosecution claims, we know that it's very easy to mislead the public, especially the public that you fed the narrative to with misleading and false disinformation, for political points. You know, the Russian narrative being that, political narrative that they're pushing and have been pushing since, you know, before he was elected, and even tying WikiLeaks, saying that they're a Russian organization because they're the ones that, you know, they fit their narrative. At some point, could that work, I guess? If every move he makes, you know, from, say it doesn't happen this time, the impeachment or hearings or whatever, so the next thing that Trump does that the left doesn't like, they can, as you said, like, they're building their case. That's regardless, right, if their, that's case, right, is, yeah, in outer space, you know,
they're building, see,
they're building a false, they're building a case in the public perception, in public perception, based on lies. Right. I just can't see how that can be turned into actionable in a political forum.
Okay, think of the OJ, well, think of any courtroom trial. I've been in enough courtrooms. An attorney representing a defendant, for example, does that attorney care about the truth? Yeah, I suppose he could be, that could be argued, yes. However, it is his job or her job to what? To launch a defense, for his or her client. The war ground, or the field of war in that courtroom is to dominate the narrative, regardless of the facts of the case, or use those facts in such a manner, exploit them as to dominate the narrative. This is what's happening on a larger scale, and it's all about the presentation to the jury. You're the jury, and it's being managed. It's a PR. It's all PR. It's all optics. It's all, mm-hmm, it's all, so understand that relative to supposed truth.
And, you know, don't play into that. We're coming up against a break. But we have to, you know, understand that you're going to see a lot of crap fly in the next 24 hours.
This is
let
big.
Let it go in one ear, not the other.
Pay attention.
But I'm just saying, don't buy into the hype and hysteria that they're going to try to make this into. Number of politicians are calling, you know, special press conferences, as well as, you know, issuing statements on Twitter. Trey Gowdy issued a statement, not saying anything one way or the other. But folks, when we come back, we are going to be joined
by Joel Richardson.
Thank you. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Again, check the website, Hagman Report. James Comey was let go. Fired. You're fired.
Yeah, he wasn't just let go. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. But what Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right? You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available, anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke ductless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.